When I left Tennessee to come to Illinois, I should never forget coming across a ferry across the Ohio River and coming up the highway. We stopped at an Esso service station where we bought gas but could not use the restroom. All the way up to Kankakee and moved into the north side of that town, which was all black, no paved streets. And when we went downtown, we went to the back door of restaurants. A&W Root Beer Drive-In, the forerunner of McDonald's, which served white boys and girls out of frosted glasses and served me out of a paper cup with a top on it, which really said to me, "Hit the road, Jack." That was just one example of racism in the land of Lincoln. And I said when I got to be a big guy, I was going to fight segregation. Because back in kindergarten in Tennessee, we said the Pledge of Allegiance. And I picked that phrase up, liberty and justice for all. But knew that when I went downtown, I had to drink out of a colored fountain. I had to step off the sidewalk when white people came by. I was taught never to look a white person straight in the eye. And I was taught never to let a white person's hand touch my hand when they gave me change to whatever I purchased in the store. If I bought a ticket to the theater, I would have to walk down to the end of the street, back to the alley, back to the back of the theater, climb 28 flights of stairs, and sit on orange crates when the whites downstairs had soft padded seats. There were no toilets up there, so you can imagine the aroma upstairs in the balcony. During the sit-in movement, I was pastoring the church in High Point, North Carolina, which is the capital for furniture. We had a successful sit-in movement, and the NAACP hired me in that summer. And while working for the NAACP, I met a guy sitting behind an empty desk named Jim Farmer. And he asked me if I wanted to go on a freedom ride. They were planning one. I said I would consider it. He sat behind this desk. It was called a think tank. If you knew Jim Farmer, he had a photographic mind. And so when he put the call out for the freedom rides, I volunteered and I was accepted. And after a week or more in training in nonviolent direct action in Washington, D.C., we boarded two buses on May 4, Greyhound and Trailway. And the Greyhound bus had a saying on the side, "It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the driver to us." And some whites had a sign when we got from different cities, "It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the niggas to us." It was a rough ride. But I was lucky. I didn't catch the devil these two gentlemen caught. And I was determined to continue to work for the American dream. But you're looking at a man who's an ordained minister, preaching since I was 17. I'm 72. And since I realized what segregation was at the age of 4, I have never had one day of total freedom in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I've either been discriminated against or heard about it or listened to other confessions about it. But yet, I love America. As far as I'm concerned, it's the greatest country on earth. If you find one better, call me Collect. But as we continue to enjoy these freedoms, as we try to introduce our democracy around the world, let us work with black and white, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, saint and sinner, until we bring about brotherhood and sisterhood.